304-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
In America, politicians are about to vote on the creation of a police state and a permanent state of war everywhere on Earth, including the homeland, Mein Führer. The U.S. Senate will be voting on a bill that will give this president and every future president the power to order the military to pick up and imprison, without charge or trial, civilians anywhere in the world, including America.
Illuminati!
Let's just go over that again, because it may seem insane or unhinged at first. The American president wants the power to arrest and detain anyone, anywhere, indefinitely, without charge or trial, forever. Yes, it still sounds insane.
Broadcasters covering 194,000 square miles and bringing the people's voice to little towns all across America.
Good morning, folks. It's time yet again for the story behind the story. Oh, I'm Clint Richardson, filling in for Dr. A. Truat. Welcome, welcome. We have a lot to talk about in the next few days here. We've got two activists in the Agenda 21 fight. And boy, what a fight it is. I'll tell you, this thing is one of the most important aspects of everything that's going on. Man, I mean, you know, everything that I research seems to have a clause or some sort of standard and practice which refers to some form of Agenda 21, sustainability, green, all the keywords that have to do with Agenda 21. It's really starting to become a very much a concern for me and for many other people. Bob Burton will be joining us today. Vicky Davis will be joining us on Monday to talk about these issues. Vicky Davis is the is a very prolific writer and now, fortunately for us, a radio personality talking about Agenda 21. Bob is also a very interesting gentleman. He has been, once again, walking the walk in a big way, not just talking the talk. He's been arrested several times. One of those times for filming some illegal activities that were being carried out by the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, an oxymoron if I've ever heard one for a government agency. Florida Department of Environmental Protection, the DEP, including state employees dumping toxic waste in Florida water reclamation areas. Of course, reclamation areas are owned by government, so technically they're just dumping on their own property. It should be perfectly legal. But Mr. Burton actually filmed this, and of course, when you film something like that and then you become a whistleblower, bad things happen. And so the Hamilton County sheriffs down there in Florida decided that they were going to come and arrest him, break into his home, dressed in tactical gear and armed with big assault rifles for a guy who filmed some toxic waste dumping. This is your America, unfortunately. And, you know, at least they had a search warrant in this case. A lot of times they don't even have that, or the one that they do have is not even signed by a lawful legal judge. I'll tell you. Then Bob had the nerve to actually record a... oh, I love this guy. He actually had the nerve to record a... Well, in January of 2011, they invaded his home again. Seized evidence that Burton had collected, including his computer, his cell phone, his video camera, copies of email correspondence with state officials, and ordered YouTube to remove all his videos posted by none other than Bob. What's interesting about Bob is he's also running for the Senate, or I believe the state senatorship, in Florida. And the Libertarian Party has come out and backed him. One of his most important things, of course, is to talk about Agenda 21 on his campaign trail, and he actually does this all over the country with the goal, basically, of cutting funding towards the implementation and enforcement of any United Nations or Agenda 21 initiatives. These are treaties and agreements with the United Nations that your taxpayer money are going to. And, of course, they also want to completely cut funding to non-governmental organizations, your NGOs that facilitate United Nations all across the country. All of these green companies and nonprofits that pretend to be to care about the environment, to pretend to be on your side, the people's side. They're all non-governmental organizations receiving your taxpayer money for non-governmental things, which in and of itself should raise some red flags. Excuse me. So, you know, it would be great if people could support people like this running for office. It's a virtual impossibility to get into this private club called the Senate and House and presidency. And I'll tell you, Bob's going to be a little delayed getting with us. So I just want to tell you, you know, a while ago, I said, well, heck, you know, why can't I run for president? I mean, geez, I understand enough. I know where the money is. I know I'd probably get killed if I got even close. But, you know, the point is that I really can't run for president. People cannot run for president. And I really got a taste of that in 2009 when Dr. H. Ott, now Dr. Ott and I, we don't go back very long, but I actually met him because I invited him to a conference that I was holding in Salt Lake City. He came and he spoke about the massive NSA center that is being built right in my backyard, basically. Right by the prisons is the NSA center here in Salt Lake City, the southern part. And I invited him to come speak about that and some other things. And, you know, in my conversation, before I learned all of this stuff that I've learned from him and other people, he said, oh, Clint, I can tell you who the next president's probably going to be. And I said, no, you can't. It's 2009. The election's not till 2012, you know, 2013. What? Well, how could you possibly know who the next president's going to be? Back in my more innocent phase of learning all this stuff. And of course he said, well, Mitt Romney is going to be the next candidate for the Republican Party, and probably Obama will be the candidate for the Democratic Party. And I said, oh, come on. There's no way. I mean, nobody wants the Mormon candidate. That's not going to happen. And I pondered that, and I pondered that, and it really bothered me because the confidence. One thing about True when you talk to him is his confidence. He doesn't say things lightly. He doesn't say anything without truly having the knowledge behind him. And so that got me it just stuck in my mind like a sliver. And so I did some research and I did some research. I still couldn't figure out what the heck made him so darn confident. And it was that confidence, that unwavering confidence that really, really got me going. He also said that it would be Newt Gingrich as his running opponent and possibly his vice presidential nominee. So, long story short, I finally called him and I said, "True, how did you know that?" And he gave me a video. I watched the video and I was stunned. I learned that Mitt Romney is from a family called the Hutchinson line, which, you know, as if you don't know, the Mormon Church is very much in charge of the genealogy centers, Ancestry.com and all of that. And so when you're doing your family tree, you're basically giving all this information to this big, massive corporation called Mormon Inc., the corporation of the president of the Church of Latter-day Saints. And I looked at this chart and I my jaw dropped. I saw Ms. Ann Hutchinson. I saw Mitt Romney. I saw President George W. Bush family line. I saw the Roosevelt family line. I saw many, many Supreme Court justices. I saw governors. I saw senators. And I took it one step further. Oh, and I saw the president of Ireland as well. And I took it one step further and looked at the Delano chart for Delano Roosevelt. And there we pull in Nixon. We pull in Ford. We pull in the president of the Mormon Church, the main founder and prophet, as he calls himself, of the Mormon Church, named one Joseph Smith, a direct descendant of all of these folks. Then I see Winston Churchill. I see, I go down the list. I then find out that Cheney and Bush are related. I then find out that Kerry and Bush are related, which means that all of these guys are related. So what we have here, what I finally figured out, why people like myself, why Bob Burton, and anyone that's running as a third-party candidate cannot get elected, it's real simple. You don't have the ticket. You don't have the bloodline ticket to get into the presidency. Now, a little girl, 12 years old, who was doing her lineage, found out that she was also related to this bloodline, and she did the whole darn thing, and the media reported on it, and it was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. And it just kind of got blew off, and I'm sitting here going, wait a minute. You're telling me that every single president we've had, and the people who ran against them, one of the guys that was in the Romney family actually ran against Abe Lincoln, every single time we have an election, we're choosing between two bloodline candidates, the Merovingians, the direct descendants, cousins, removed several times, but cousins just the same, of the Queen of England, dating all the way back to Vlad the Impaler. All of these tyrannical, tyrannical beasts that have been in power in the world. And that is who we put up on our presidential platform every 4 years. We vote for a new representative of the bloodline. That's why Bob and perhaps Ron Paul. Interestingly, I've kind of been adamant against Ron Paul, but thus far I haven't been able to find any bloodline connections with Ron Paul. And I might change my mind about Ron Paul just because of that fact. But it occurs to me that the Republican and Democratic parties have not, well, let's just say that they've served one purpose and one purpose only. And that is to prop up a bloodline president every 4 years and to ensure that no one else gets a chance to break that bloodline. That, ladies and gentlemen, as True likes to say, is the story behind the story. And I gotta tell you, that is an amazing piece of information to me. When some people say, oh, well, you know, if you do your bloodline, your family tree, you'll find that you're related to someone and some. No. This is direct descendant. This is one person in 1635 coming over on the Mayflower from England, being related to the Queen, to Winston Churchill, to presidents of Ireland, to the Supreme Court justices who've made all of the, I mean, come on. This is not coincidence. This is not something to be chalked up as neat. Okay? This is your America. This is why people like myself, people like Mr. Burton, who don't know if Bob's on the line yet, but hopefully he'll get here soon. This is why we do what we do. This is why True has been fighting the good fight, and all my guests are fighting this fight. These types of scenarios. And again, to realize, after everything else, after all of the debates and after everything that's happening, the conservative, the liberal, the... to actually realize the bloodline aspect of this, and that both parties, it's one thing to say the right-left paradigm, it's one thing to say, you know, the parties are the same, but it's a whole different thing to say these parties are simply private associations, non-governmental associations that do receive taxpayer money, that put billions and millions up to prop up the Queen of England. I don't know. Call me crazy. Call me a conspiracy theorist. But a conspiracy is nothing more than a plan between two or more people, as defined by the Senate Ethics Committee. And this is very much more than two people. This is a whole family plotting together. What is it going to take for people to, one, realize that this is the case, realize that the whole election system is a fraud, but also to realize that there is no independence. Fourth of July is just a date, and as Bush is famous for saying, the Constitution really is a piece of paper. You know, you can't dispute that. It really is a piece of paper, unfortunately, and that's the harsh truth. And it really, what it boils down to is that when habeas corpus is listed as a privilege in the Constitution, and not a right, but a privilege that can be taken away with due process, there's something wrong with that document. There's something very, very wrong with a document that lists a privilege and not a right. Well, tell you what, I've been hoping that Bob would join us here. He was running a little late. Bob, are you there? No, we do not have Bob yet. Well, sorry to give you my little rant, but I guess this goes as kudos to folks like True. And again, I feel very blessed and honored to be here in his place, and hopefully I haven't turned off too many of his listeners with with my opinions. But this really goes so deep, so much more deep than can be stated in a one-sided conversation like this. But when you see these charts, and I'm going to make a video on this. I know other people have already done so, but this video is going to be specifically designed to be given to and passed around to the Republicans and the Democrats, the people who identify themselves with these parties. What are they doing? What are we doing, I should say? What do we do when we join a party? I guess that's the most important question, because really we are saying, well, I'm going to give up my own political ideas, and I'm going to say I follow whatever political ideas come from this charter called the Republican or Democratic Party. I'm going to give up my free will. I'm going to agree with whatever this party agrees to. And then I'm going to do the unthinkable. I'm going to relinquish my authority, my power, my jurisdiction, and I'm going to vote for a person. That's right, a person, because you don't vote for anything else in this country. You only vote for a person. That person then goes and makes some rules. They get together in their groups and they make a bunch of rules. And what does this accomplish? Because really, again, you're not voting for those rules. You're only voting for the people who make those rules. And if the people who make those rules happen to be bloodline relatives of the Queen of England, wow, what have we just done by giving our vote to a party, regardless of who the candidate is, regardless of whether we like them? We say it's the lesser of two evils, which means that we are basically giving our permission for an evil that is lesser than the other to be our representative. And those guys, they all get together. All these evils get together in their little chambers with the another thing True exposed. Well, I don't know if he discovered it, but he certainly has exposed it to me. The fasci that are hanging in the congressional halls, the bundles of wood with the little axe on them. They're even on the dime, the 10-cent piece of the American currency, the fasci, the bundle of sticks. And they get together and they put together their votes and they they actually come up with a completely evil, tyrannical set of legal codes. It's not really law, but it's legal code. And that goes to the Merovingian bloodline president, and of course he passes it. But what has just happened? You see, if it was a real representative government, these people would be delegates of the people. They would go and they would get together in their thing. The whole thing would be televised. They'd come up with a very simple law that's one or two pages, not 2,000 or 3,000 pages. And then they'd bring that back to the people, and the people would actually vote on the law that they create. But then it would be law, because the people would actually vote for law. But instead we have this legal code completely enforced by the jurisdiction of the courts, by due process, one of the most abusive and abused concepts in the Constitution. So we have the courts claiming due process over just about everything that government does, very much an insurance policy. And so what happens? We have law that is created, legal code that is created by people that we vote for, the lesser of two evils that we put into office. And that's why law and legal code now has become so patently evil. That's why we all complain about it. It's because we vote. We lend legitimacy to this system, and we vote for the lesser of two evils. And like I said, all presidents are related to George Washington, George Washington being a very much close descendant of the Queen of England. What are we going to do about this? Bob, do we have you on? Oh, well, he was there. It looks like he's gone again. Boy, we have connection problems on this show. Oh, that means I got to start talking again. I'm sorry. You guys have to listen to me for almost a half an hour. I don't want to be in your shoes. So we have these representatives, the concept of a representative versus a delegate. A delegate who would bring the decisions, the written materials, back to the people who would vote, as opposed to a representative that we give power, authority, and jurisdiction to create laws on our behalf. The lesser of two evils. It's just, it's an amazing concept to me, and I'll tell you, when you see these charts, these genealogy charts, the only response that one should have, knowing what this well-educated audience already knows, should be a jaw-dropping experience. It should be something that it's. Oh, well, it all makes sense now. Now it all makes sense. And I still think about that day in 2009, about August or so, that Truat came up to me as we were having our very, very uneducated presidential debate between our little We Are Change members, and he came up to me and he said, you know, Mitt Romney's probably going to be the next president. he didn't explain himself. He just put that little thorn into my mind, into all of our minds, really. And now I know why. And I got to give it to the guy. Again, I have the pleasure of actually living close enough to know him and meet him and listen to him and learn from him in person, which is, wow. All right. Well, it looks like we're still having connection problems, so we'll hopefully be back with Bob Burton after the break. And we will talk about a lot of things. One of those things is this international phenomenon of government spying being privatized, by the way, as many things are being privatized. In fact, Vicki Davis on Monday is going to have a memo from President Reagan that she uncovered that just happens to be Reagan's wish to privatize everything. The concept of privatization is taking over America. It's taking over the world, really, and of course that's with the help of none other than the United Nations and its massive agenda, not only Agenda 21, but other agendas, but the sustainable development. I'll tell you, one of the things that blew my mind was a report I read that, I deal with these CAFR reports, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, and other documents. And here the the Government Financial Officers Association, and the Government Accounting Standards Boards are actually going to start looking into globalizing, creating an international or becoming part of the international accounting standards. Meaning, we're going to ditch good old American accounting standards, the very thing that creates the reports that I and Walter Burian and a few others rely on to find out how much government, how much money a government actually has, even though it's not a complete report. It's much more in depth than the typical budget report that always shows the red. They're talking about going on an international standard for accounting. And we're just about there yet. We already have accounting for America and Canada here in America. We already have government offices in just about every country, between consulates and banking and other wonderful things that we've created. Well, folks, hopefully we'll connect with Bob. I apologize. I got cut unprepared for for a half an hour of me time. So please forgive me for rambling. But let's see here. What else can we talk about? There's so much. I mean, geez, we talked about Social Security being a standardized practice in over 130 countries through the United Nations, through the World Bank. We have the standards and practices that are coming from the Government Financial Officers Association, which basically say that if you want to take someone's property now, it's real easy. You through eminent domain, you just simply change the master plan of your city. And that is the standard of practice. Now coming down to all the... All right, folks, we'll be back, hopefully, with Bob Burton after the break. This is the story behind the story.
Hurry up, Johnson. You're bringing it through here.
Gosh, sir. We've been climbing the face of this pyramid for over 5 minutes. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I can see you are. But I'm fine. Why is that, Johnson?
I don't know, sir.
Nutrition Boy, I told you. I bought my food for this journey from the freeze-dry guy, and I got delicious, nutritious stuff, and I feel great. You?
Sir, I've already heard that lecture.
Yeah, probably a waste of time. Come on, Johnson. Through that hatch right there.
Yes, sir.
Down these steps.
Come on, sir.
Through the door at the bottom, and here it is, Johnson. Behold.
Wow! A sarcophagus full of freeze-dried food!
And notice the variety.
Sir, that means even the ancient Egyptians knew about the freeze-dry guy.
No, it means I planted it here in 97 and it's still good.
Wow.
Let's eat, boy.
Yeah.
What do we have? Beef stroganoff?
Oh, yeah.
Chicken and noodles? Got some sweet and sour pork here.
Right, I'll take that.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Life Change Tea is hitting America by storm, and here's why. Chris from Wyoming says, I lost 15 pounds in 1 month taking the fat burners and the tea. Very happy with it. Definitely cleans you out. Sue from Arkansas says, it cleared up the fog in my brain. I like it. Karen from Ohio says, I love this stuff. One of the things I've noticed is that I sleep better. I don't usually sleep well, but I think getting all of this stuff out of me is helping me sleep better. Now I sleep at night and don't feel like I need a nap during the day. Within 36 hours, I noticed that I had more energy. I feel like the me that I was 20 years ago. And if you would like to feel like you were 20 years ago, why don't you give Life Change Tea a try? Here's how you get it. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. And you never know. Send us your testimony and you might be in a commercial. Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
Camping, hiking, backpacking, Alispex, military surplus, tactical gear. The list goes on and on and on. You can find it at CJL Enterprise. That's ENTERPRIZE.com. You can call us at 816-359-7945. We are open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year on the web. Again, it's CJL Enter, ENTERPRIZE.com, CJL Enterprise.com. You can call us at 816-359-7945. CJL Enterprise.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
www.themicroeffectlive.com.
Do not be distracted by the beautiful celebrities.
Themicroeffectlive.com.
Welcome to the internet, my friend. How can I help you?
Ooh, could that be email coming my way?
You have 1,200 messages.
It is a bit above average.
Your connection for information on hosts, advertising, promotions, sponsorships, and much more. www.themicroeffectlive.com.
I want the truth!
Themicroeffectlive.com.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
www.themicroeffectlive.com.
Well, welcome to America, amigo.
Hoo-ah!
All right, folks, welcome back. Story behind the story with Clint Richardson instead of Dr. H. Rott. Well, listen, folks, we just had a little conversation in the background. Apparently, Bob Burton came home. Now, I knew he was going to be a couple minutes late for the show. And he discovered that his phone had been smashed, smushed, crushed, to the point where it was barely usable. I'm not sure. Hopefully he'll have another number he can call in with. I'm really interested to hear the story. Now, I know this guy's been the victim of several different types of similar attacks. So I don't know if someone doesn't want him on the air or what's going on. These are my kind of people. These are the salt of the earth. Oh, it's just great. I'm sure that anybody listening has also listened to the same sorts of issues and problems that have plagued Truot, and not to mention this radio broadcasting network. So I guess it's nothing new. But what that does mean is that I'm going to have to talk for another hour and a half. So let's talk about some different issues. You know, a while ago I wrote a very in-depth report on the FDA and what is called modified atmospheric protection of food. And what I found out is that it turns out that wax on your apple, that coating that supposedly protects your fruit, your vegetables, your pre-washed lettuce that you buy in the handy little bags, all the pre-cut apples and everything else, are actually being soaked in a chemical. And this chemical can be made of many different things, but one of the most interesting things, especially for vegetarians, is the fact that they're not using wax, carnauba wax they used to use, dating all the way back from the early 12th century, applying it under this wax under the skins of fruits and vegetables, I think dated back from the Asian continent, that idea. But no, instead, they're using something unimaginable. They're using collagen from cows, pigs, and chicken, you know, the big vats of extra things that come off of these animals as they go to slaughter. The bones and fat of animals are actually being used to be put on your fruit. Now, I don't just say this lightly. This actually comes from an FDA report. But more disturbing from this report is the fact that these things, these chemicals that are being used, are very, very harmful to your health. And this is coming on your vegetables. Now, something can be grown organically in the United States. The organic laws have been changed dramatically to reflect the fact that organic food only really has to be 75% organic. And the organic label doesn't necessarily affect the packaging or storage of that food. Ah, yes. This is our Food and Drug Administration, the protective arm of government that's protecting our food supply. What would we do without them? That's the real question. So we have something called preventative control measures, as referred to in a wonderful little report it comes from the FDA Science Research. It's called Safe Practices for Food Processes. These preventative control measures are literally the spraying on or soaking of chemical substances that cover or coat the fruit, the vegetables, the lettuce, and other foods in a chemical coating. The problem here, and again, this is called atmospheric packaging or modified atmospheric packaging, and these are edible. They are defined as edible by the FDA. The problem, the amazing thing that I found, as stated in this report, and this is an entry on my blog called, if you just type in, dude, that's not wax on your apple, you'll find this story and the report and the link to it. And out of this report, through this map, modified atmospheric packaging, we find that, in fact, it is responsible for most, if not all, of the foodborne illness outbreaks that have happened over the last 20, 30 years. And that was the most amazing part of this, this report, because it actually admits that by coating the fruit, the vegetables, in this modified atmospheric packaging, this dip that they put your food in, they actually are creating an environment where pathogens can survive longer. Sure, it makes it so your food doesn't wilt because the oxygen, it can't be oxygenated and therefore it cannot wilt, but it also creates a thriving breeding ground for pathogens, for such things as botulism, one of my favorite bugs, and I'm sure it will be yours too if you eat prepackaged lettuce. Take the responsibility out of making, growing, and preparing your own food. You can just go now and buy a sealed package of ready-to-eat lettuce. You don't even have to wash it. Why? It's pre-washed and coated with MAP. A modified atmosphere can be defined as one that is created by altering the normal composition of air, 78% nitrogen, 21% oxygen, and 0.303% carbon dioxide and traces of noble gases, to provide an optimum atmosphere for increasing the storage length and quality of food. Somehow, increases the quality of the food. This can be achieved by using controlled atmospheric storage, or CAS, and or active or passive modified atmospheric packaging. In North America, one of the first applications of this technology for fresh cut produce was introduced by none other than McDonald's Corporation, which used modified atmospheric packaging of lettuce in bulk-sized packages to distribute the product to retail outlets. But now it's just all the rage. Now it's everywhere. Add this to the wonderful, wonderful inventions such as meat glue. Meat glue. Unfortunately, though, the thing that they've replaced, the chemicals that they've replaced this with are extremely bad. Edible biodegradable coatings are yet another variant of this smart film technology. Oh, smart film. That sounds Agenda 21, too. Where a film is used as a coating and applied directly on the food. This is directly out of this report from the FDA. The use of MAP for whole and fresh-cut produce involves careful selection of the film and package type for each specific product and package size. Effective modified atmospheric packaging of produce requires consideration of the optimal gas concentration, product respiration rate, gas diffusion through the film, as well as the optimal storage temperature in order to achieve the most benefit for the product and the consumer. It's just unbelievable. Again, if you get a fruit, if you see an apple, and you see that traditional wax, it's not wax. It's actually animal fat. If you're a vegetarian, you're without knowing it, you're eating collagen instead of just wax. And it's just a crime. This report is actually an admission of a crime. That's what's the most important thing about it. Edible biodegradable coatings are yet another variant of the smart film technology, where a film is used as a coating and applied directly on the food. Wax has been used in China since the 12th and 13th centuries as an edible coating to retard desiccation of citrus fruits. And in the last 30 years, edible films and coatings made from a variety of compounds have been reported. However, a number of problems have also been associated with edible coatings. Ah, yes, the FDA. A number of problems have been associated with the edible coatings. Edible films may consist of four basic materials: lipids, resins, polysaccharides, and proteins. They are called plasticizers. Okay, plasticizers. Plasticizers such as glycerol, as well as cross-linking agents, antimicrobials, antioxidants, and texture agents can be added to customize the film for specific use. Plasticizers have the specific effect of increasing water vapor permeability. My goodness. Now, again, the most important part of this article is these ingredients, these plasticizers. polyethylene glycol is one of those, which actually causes nephrotoxicity or renal problems. A plasticizer, sometimes called a dispersant, are additives that increase the plasticity or fluidity of a material. Dominant applications for these are, of course, plastics, the bowls that you might eat the lettuce out of, especially polyvinyl chloride, or PVC. The other properties of materials are involved with when blended plasticizers, including concrete, clay, and related products are used. The worldwide market for plasticizers in 2000 was estimated to be several million tons per year. Well, this reminds me of something, I don't know, like fluoride, maybe, where we have this thing that we create. We don't have a use for it, per se. It is the byproduct of something called the aluminum industry, and we put it into the water. And now we're coating our food in it, directly from the FDA. Oh, boy. A lot of these things are suspected of causing cancer, by the way. Names that I would not even attempt to reproduce for you today. They're all in the report. Names like dinocytophthalate, used in flooring materials, carpets, notebook covers, and high explosives, such as Semtex or plastic explosive, together with DEHP. It was the most common plasticizer, but now it's suspected of causing cancer. So lipids, waxes, oils, resins, I'm sure everybody's familiar with shellac. Shellac is actually known as, shellac is actually minced up bug shells. We get down to the nitty gritty. We also use stearic acid, which is also known as tallow. Tallow is used in soap. It is animal and plant fatty acids. So it is an edible coating for your fruits and vegetables. Anyone that's a vegetarian probably wants to puke at this moment. So these are the things that are being put on your fruits and vegetables. Now, the important part of this is, let's just get into that, because we're talking about the FDA approving a product called modified atmospheric product, MAP, and it is literally been discovered by the FDA that it is responsible for food-borne outbreaks of such things as botulism. And it turns out that most of the recent, the great spinach recall, the great potato recall, the times when farmers had to completely destroy their crops because these cases of botulism come up. Let me just read the section on botulism. It says, Clostridium botulinum, or botulism. The report states that there is some concern about the use of MAP, modified atmospheric packaging, with respect to this organism. Depending on the product in a modified atmospheric package, the level of oxygen can decrease rapidly if the product is temperature abused and product respiration increases, leaving a highly anaerobic environment ideal for the growth and toxic production of botulism. Again, this is approved by the FDA. In 1987, four circus performers in Sarasota, Florida, became ill with symptoms of botulism after consuming coleslaw prepared from packaged shredded cabbage purchased 3 weeks earlier in New Orleans. Researchers suspected that the cabbage had been packaged using MAP, modified atmospheric packaging, and the contaminated cabbage further contaminated the dressing, leading to the recovery of C. botulinum type A toxin and spores from the dressing. They found that only 0.3% of sampled shredded cabbage obtained from retail suppliers in the United States contained C. botulism. However, products tested had all been stored at 4 degrees Celsius, 39.2 Fahrenheit, below the minimum for growth of botulism. Let's just think about this. 0.3% of millions of outlets that probably sell this cabbage. 0.3% is a lot of cabbage. One in 337 packages. You're playing basically Russian roulette when you're buying this type of product. Anytime you buy a pre-washed, pre-stored piece of fruit or vegetable or lettuce. It goes on to say that many, many cases of botulism have been caused by this map. It states that toxic production of botulism before obvious product spoilage has been observed on certain types of mushrooms and potato slices. So before the product even has a chance to spoil, because this plasticizer is covering it, so it doesn't get the required oxygen to spoil. It just sits there. It becomes a breeding ground for such things as botulism and listeria. The FDA now says that product spoilage doesn't matter. Botulism can grow on it whether it spoils or not. Austin and others performed challenge studies using both non-proteolytic and proteolytic strains of botulism on MAP fresh cut vegetables and found that the samples of butternut squash and onion appeared organoleptically acceptable when toxin was detected. In other words, the botulism could grow on it because it had enough time. It sits around long enough before it gets ate. It's not fresh anymore. It's package fresh. It was also demonstrated that toxic production, it's C. botulism, varied with the vegetables tested. Onion, butternut squash, rutabaga, romaine lettuce, stir fry, and mixed salad, coleslaw, but had to be a little higher temperature. Fresh mushrooms and tomatoes have been shown to contain spores of Clostridium, and therefore the possibility of botulism associated with these MAP products must not be ignored, straight out of the FDA. Then it goes on to listeria. Recently, concerns about possible pathogen contamination in MAP produce have focused on listeria due to its ability to grow at refrigeration temperatures. So in other words, it doesn't have to sit out in this case. It can be in the refrigerator, and the listeria can grow because it's in a protective shield that's created on the vegetables. Listeria can grow at low temperatures due to potentially harmful levels during the extended storage life of MAP produce. We're talking weeks of storage life, and the whole concept of this is to be able to store foods for longer periods of time. There's case after case after case cited in this report. And this is what you're getting in your stores. This is what the FDA supposedly does to protect you from from the spoilage of food. Instead of protecting you from the spoilage of food, it increases the chances that you will get a foodborne illnesses. And in the end, we find that basically just about every foodborne illness outbreak that's been reported has been caused by these types of products, the prepackaged types of food. Now, what can you do about this? A survey of 97 prepared salads found hydrophila to be present in 21.6% of them. All right. Well, how do you get around this? I mean, what are we to do as a people when our FDA is more interested in making a profit off vegetables that would have otherwise have spoiled? Well, The obvious conclusion would be to grow your own food. The next obvious one would be to question your local farmers, your local farmers markets, and see where their food gets packaged. Find out which, you know, just because you're buying organic in a store does not mean it's not coated with animal byproducts. Does not mean it's this atmospheric packaging is used, because remember, the organic label does not have anything to do, unfortunately, with this type of packaging. And the FDA certainly allows this type of thing to happen, as we've just read. Oh, looks like Bob won't be joining us today. I'm really sorry. Maybe I can get him to come on Monday with Vicky, and we can have a three-way discussion. Yeah, we'll find something else to talk about, though, and I'll tell you what, we'll take callers. If anyone wants to call in and talk about some of these issues, talk about Agenda 21, talk about modified atmospheric packaging, or maybe their experiences with such wonderful foodborne illnesses such as botulism and listeria, please, please do call in. In truth, you know, this is one of the most important reports to come out, as far as I'm concerned. Because we're talking about them using things such as wheat, which is gluten. A lot of people are allergic to gluten, so you're eating fruit with gluten. All right, folks, I hear the music. Saved by the Bell again. We'll be back with the second hour of A Story Behind a Story.
Rise and answer my question.
Oh, yeah, it's a little dark in here, ain't it, Clink, now that you've busted the light?
Where are you?
Right in front of you.
Now, where have you hidden the wax figurine of the Kaiser?
I've got no bloody idea what you did with your wax figurine, and I don't care.
You are the prisoner.
That's right, and as such, I expect some answers out of you. Now, where did you put my stash of freeze-dried food?
We ate it.
You ate it?
It was quite good.
I'm sure it was. I'll have you know that was freeze-dried food from the freeze-dry guy. That food rehydrates faster, stores longer, is nutritionally superior to, and tastes better than any other long-term storage food available. Now, let me out of here.
If you could get us some more, perhaps we could negotiate.
Yeah, perhaps I'll just confiscate your keys, Klaus, and let myself out the front door.
But wait.
I'm busy.
Get your own supply of delicious long-term storable food by dialing 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Life Change Tea is hitting America by storm, and here's why. Chris from Wyoming says, I lost 15 pounds in 1 month taking the fat burners in the tea. Very happy with it. Definitely cleans you out. Sue from Arkansas says, it cleared up the fog in my brain. I like it. Karen from Ohio says, I love this stuff. One of the things I've noticed is that I sleep better. I don't usually sleep well, but I think getting all of this stuff out of me is helping me sleep better. Now I sleep at night and don't feel like I need a nap during the day. Within 36 hours, I noticed that I had more energy. I feel like the me that I was 20 years ago. And if you would like to feel like you were 20 years ago, why don't you give Life Change Tea a try? Here's how you get it. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. And you never know. Send us your testimony and you might be in a commercial. Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
Regardless of the dollar price involved, 1 ounce of gold would purchase a good quality man's suit at the conclusion of the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, the presidency of Franklin Roosevelt, and today. You may not be in the market for a new suit, but you don't know what the future may bring. And gold is the one financial constant the world has ever known. It can always provide you with your basic needs. Whether you're looking for junk silver, old silver dollar rolls, gold bullion, or fractional tradable gold pieces, Kettle Moraine is your full-service representative with over 50 years of knowledge and personal experience. Visit FlyingEagleGold.com or call us at 623-327-1778 today for competitive prices on all your gold or silver needs. If you're looking for real financial insurance, call Kettle Moraine today at 623-327-1778. That's Kettle Moraine, 623-327-1778.
Concerned about the cost of quality water purification?
BerkeyWater.com.
Concerned about microorganisms in your water?
BerkeyWater.com.
Concerned about unknown chemicals in your water?
BerkeyWater.com.
Want information about water in the news?
BerkeyWater.com.
That's BerkeyWater.com. Call 888-803-44.